Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We've spent over 10 years on air, shaping a generation of action motorsports, and now we're changing the game again. The best motorsports, the best action sports, and the best of pop culture with some epic guests thrown in. I am Jim Beaver, and this is the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Hold on tight. The misadventure is just getting started. Welcome to the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki, coming at you here from the 2023 AIM Expo and hanging out with our good friends and longtime partners, GSP XTV Axles, who make the best damn UTV axles on the planet. Looking for an axle to upgrade your Razor, Kawasaki KRX, K&M, whatever you got, GSP's got an axle for you. Got a couple different lineups. They've got their HD heavy-duty axles that are an upgrade over stock, and then they've got their extreme-duty axles that are some of the same axles you'll find on race cars and high-end play cars. GSP got something for everybody, and we're hanging out in the booth here at the AIM Expo. Those of you not familiar with AIM Expo, it is it's a pretty awesome awesome venue here in Las Vegas at the Convention Center, same place you got the SEMA show, SHOT show, just about any major trade show that you can imagine. But AIM Expo is geared at the power sports community and the motorcycle community. A lot of dirt bikes, a lot of super bike type stuff, a lot of UTV stuff. If you are a power sports enthusiast, it's definitely the place you want to be. So, hanging out here, been a fun time. This is day number two of the Expo. Yesterday, day number one, I did a social media takeover with GSPXTV. So, you can still see those stories and some of the content I posted. Head over to GSPXTV social channels. But today we're doing a radio show here, and then I'll be checking out tonight. But been a fun time so far. Ended up at Hogs and Heifers last night with some good friends. Some of them we're going to catch up with later on in the show today. So, good times had by all here in Las Vegas, man. So, hit me up at JimBeaver15 on social media. If you're in the Vegas area, would love to catch up with you guys here on the show. And, who knows? Maybe answer some questions, whatever you got. Love to meet some of the listeners, some of the fans of the show. And, honestly, hit me up on social media. If you've been to Hogs and Heifers, you've been to Vegas, what are some of your hot spots? Because I personally would love to find a few new places in Vegas. Last time I was in Vegas, my good friend BC Vaught, obviously we've had him on the show before. You know him from the music side of things and also the UTV community. Took me to a couple places I'd never heard of here in Vegas, one being the Golden Tiki. It's a Tiki Lounge and bar here in Vegas, way off the strip, something that I guess if you don't know about, you probably don't know about, but was an amazing place. Some really rad drinks, cool vibe. I think he said James Hetfield from Metallica. It's one of his favorite places to go. And then he took me to a place called Dino's. It's a karaoke bar that runs 24/7 here in Las Vegas. And it's off the strip as well. Never would have been there. An amazing place. Some super talented people in the audience. So you never know with Vegas, man. So big. So many things going on. You can always run into something new. So if you've been to Vegas, you're Vegas local, listen to the show, hit me up. I would like to find some new places to hang out and see here in Vegas because, Hogs and Heifers has treated me right over the years, and that's generally where we end up with a whole lot of fun. So, we've got Steve Washington, GSP XTV Axles. He's going to pop on the show today. We've also got Andy with Guts. Yes, you know the company Guts. They make the badass seat covers for dirt bikes, custom seat covers. He's going to be on the show, as well as my buddy Tim from Clean Freak. in the Body Wipes, and obviously big supporter of the show. You guys know them because, you know, they travel around with me quite a few events. We hang out. You've seen them on social media. So we're going to have them on the show. So, yeah, good show lining up here from the AIM Expo 2023. We're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to jump right into things right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki.
Making the most of every moment can be demanding, which is why at Gentle Tire, we think you should demand more from your tires. For more than a century, we've made great all-around tires that always deliver the right combination of performance, durability, style, and value. Whether you're looking at the ultra-high-performance summer tires for your street rod or the best-in-class all-weather tire for your family crossover, Gentle Tire delivers for those who demand more from their tires. Find your fit at GentleTire.com. Gentle Tire, the official tire of the Jim Beaver Show.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today. Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show.
Welcome back to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki here at the 2023 AIM Expo with GSP XTV and my boys and partners in the show, Clean Freak. We got Tim here.
We're here. All day long.
Yeah. Well, I think this morning was a little struggle bus.
It was struggle bus. I think for everybody here included. I mean, it was pretty dead.
Yeah, you're right. I showed up about, 10:30, I think I rolled in or something like that. And yeah, disclaimer,
late.
I already told the audience in the intro, we were out of Hogs and Heifers last night. So.
Yeah.
It's a good time. That's my favorite Vegas bar. I will say, though, the karaoke place I told you about, Dino's, is pretty fun.
You were telling me they were out till like 5 a.m., 6 a.m.
It's a 24/7 karaoke bar. Never closes down, ever.
That's unreal.
And it's been open since the 50s.
And where is it?
It's between the Strip and and Fremont in that little area there.
Kind of the dead area.
You know where the Pepper Mill's at?
Huh?
You know where the Pepper Mill's at?
No.
Restaurant, the Pepper Mill. It's like across the street. But, yeah, you, me, and Chris are going to go there at some point.
Oh,
it's
boy.
A good time. No, not even a karaoke, just to literally have drinks and watch the karaoke.
Watch people.
No, because they're – some of these people are phenomenal.
It is funny to people watch that. I mean, that's one of my favorite things to do. Whether you go into like an amusement park or, I mean, I have sometimes I'll just go to, I'm down in California, I'll go down to SoCal, I go to the beach just to people watch, right? That's sometimes the funnest thing you can do.
Oh,
so yeah, at a karaoke bar, I can only imagine.
Yeah, I'll go to a random place and be like, why do you want to go there? Why do you like going there? I'm like, people watch.
Just to chill.
Yeah, I'm chill. Like, people watch is great.
Have a drink, people watch, you're good to go.
Yeah, the best I've learned is, like, if you really want to people watch good, you go to some, like, go to, like, a downtown area where there's all the bars lined up, and then you go out, like, you know, everything closes at 2, and you go out about 1:45, and you find a bench, and you sit there. And then you literally watch everybody out of the bars, dude, and it's hilarious. It's like,
here's the thing.
I challenge everybody, leave the bar 15 minutes early next time and just sit out front and watch.
So I was in Nashville, November. And I've been all over the world, and I have never been to Nashville until November. And that's probably one of my new favorite cities by far. I mean, you got bars all along that whole.
I love Nashville.
So rad. So cool. And the talent that is there, I mean, you're talking like high-level people that are, I mean, they're just trying to make their debut, right? So, yeah, we would do that, and we closed down some of the bars. I was with Mandy, my wife, and we're hanging out, having a good time, listening to some music, and then we came out. And we did exactly that. We just kind of sat there, watched. We were getting a hot dog on the street, right? I mean, this is random. We don't get a hot dog.
Nashville closes at like 3 in the morning.
I know.
Yeah. It's like,
it was early. I should say early, right?
Yeah.
It was early. And so we were grabbing a hot dog on the street, and I almost like felt bad for. There was this one lady who came up to me, and she's like, "Hey, can like just totally out of her mind, gone like, and she's alone, dude, mind you. She's like, "Hey, I don't have anybody with me. Can you help me out?" I was like, "Oh my gosh, Mike, yes, I'm gonna take you." So we got her in an Uber, and I took her to a hotel. Made sure it was with my wife. So I was like, I made sure, like, "Hey, no, Mandy, you're coming with me. Like, I'm not going alone." They think some creep's taking her off on his own. But I was like, "Man, why would you go as a woman alone? And you're gonna go get trashed out in Nashville." I mean, don't get me wrong, Nashville's better than probably other places like Vegas or New York or something like that. But man, she totally got hammered drunk. Couldn't tell which way was up. I mean, that happens every once in a while. I mean,
yeah, but normally I'm with friends or something, like, I know, not, right? Not by myself.
And she was a middle-aged woman, so it's not like she was and she wasn't ugly by any means, right? So she was a prime suspect, or not suspect, but prospect, I guess you could say, for some creep who's going to go out. But yeah, no, Nashville, my new favorite town. Anytime I can go back, we need to get more trade shows that are back there.
I mean, Chris and I have decided we're going back.
Are you going to do Supercross?
And you just need to come with us.
Oh, that's tempting. I'm not going to lie. When I see, I keep it on my calendar right there, and every time I scroll by that weekend, I'm like, oh, we got to just cook it. You know, it's not a long flight.
I just
got
to find a business case for Clean Freak to be there.
We need to find it. But so we have our team, right? We sponsor our AJA Motorsports team at Supercross. They're a West Coast team, though. I keep asking Chris. I was like, "Chris, are they doing any?" Because Chris and Tony are really good friends. Are they doing anything in the East Coast, right? Are they Daytona, Jersey? I know there's a East Coast, West Coast shootout. I don't know where that is, though. Do you know?
I don't know.
They change it up all the time, but it's back east one of these times. And I was wondering, I was like, okay, well, are they going to go head out there? I think it's Jersey. I think they went way east this time to go to that shootout. But, I mean, Jersey, that'd be cool. Go to New York, that'd be a great time.
I love NYC. Like, New York City's awesome.
It's awesome. Have you ever been there during Christmas?
No, I've only been there once.
Okay, so Christmas time, what was I doing? No, I think it was just a trip I took out with Mandy. And we were hanging out with a, prior business partner, and then we linked up with a prior buddy of mine, and it was during Christmas, but, I mean, you have, like, the Gallivan Center, like, that massive Christmas tree, all the lights are kind of strewn up, but New York's a cool time. Like, there's a lot to do. Speaking of karaoke bars, there's stories for days, but anyway, in New York, there was a karaoke bar, and me and Mandy went into it, and we were just hanging out, legit watching people. I might have gotten up, little Neil Diamond. All right, Sweet Caroline came out.
Okay.
All right,
I didn't.
We had it hopping. We
I didn't
had
see
the
you
club
as a karaoke
hopping.
Guy.
No, hardly ever, dude. Come on, that was like the only time it ever happened. Mandy was like, "You're going up? What?"
She's like, "Who are you? What are you
who
doing
are
to
you?"
Him?
Yeah, no, yeah, we made good friends that night. It was a good time. But yeah, Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline. I mean, come on, you know how that song is, dude. You get that going and just gets pumping. Everybody loves it. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Hard one to screw that one up. But there are songs, man, even with, I mean, going back to karaoke, there are some songs the people pick, and I'm like, why did you pick that song? Like, that's got high tones, low tones, it's all over
the place.
People
be like, "Oh, this is my favorite song." Like,
that's it.
If it's your favorite song, you probably shouldn't sing it because you're never going to do it justice.
And everybody's just kind of looking at each other like, what? Yeah. Is this really going on?
Yeah, no. I always, karaoke's a weird deal, too, because I know how hard it is to get up on stage.
Oh,
so you never want to like tell somebody they did horrible or something like that. But no. It's like some people, it's like, "How'd I do?" And you're just like,
"You killed it." Yeah.
You know, it's like you don't want to tell the truth because, like, I know how hard it is to go up there. You know.
Oh yeah. I mean, it takes a lot of courage,
liquid courage.
Exactly.
Oh man, yeah. I've karaoke'd with friends, stuff like that. You know, at a house or something, but I've never done it on stage. And I'm a guy who makes
That'd
a living
tough.
Going on stage.
I know,
you know? But
yeah.
It's like
but not singing.
No. Like I said, I never thought I'd hold a mic at the Whiskey A Go Go. I've now held a mic at the Whiskey A Go Go. I just never sang when I did it. You know, it
but you commentated,
and stuff,
yeah,
but yeah,
that's perfect.
But I was like, yeah, I got the best of both worlds there. I can say I was on stage at the Whiskey, but I didn't.
I still have yet to go to the Whiskey A Go Go,
dude. That's
and
one of
Jim,
those.
That's your jam. I know that's your jam, and every time you post up, I was like, all right.
It wasn't my jam until like 4 or 5 months ago, and I just fell in love with the place.
But now, yeah, you're but posting up about it all the time.
Well, I've been there quite a few times now, but it's just. You know how this industry is. you meet somebody and you don't know they've got a connection, they've got a connection here, and then all of a sudden, like, 3 months goes by and you're doing something you never would have thought fathomable, or
Fully.
you're working with somebody Fully. You never thought. It's like, it's just connections. Like,
yeah.
How many people have, you know, I've been introduced to because of, you know, you and Chris, or vice
yeah.
versa.
It's yeah,
just
Fully.
You just never know, and it's networking.
And you know what? I was talking to a young guy. He came up, and he's an entrepreneur, and he started a new product here in the moto industry. And he was kind of trying to pick my brain about, okay, how did it start? Like, what did you do? And, like, what are some tips? And I said, we were talking. I said, one of the best things you can do, network. Go out, find people, hang out with them, have a good time with them, talk to them. That's going to give you that edge on business, right? Yeah. Is the network you have is and making those introductions. And, Jimmy, I mean, you made plenty of introductions for Clean Freak, for Chris and myself. And, I mean, that's one of the key things that I think a lot of people – don't really put together is, like, you know, I see a lot of people that are here and, you know, you ask them, okay, what are you doing? I was like, well, I'm just going to grab dinner and go to the hotel. I was like, that's cool. That's great. Cause that's what I want to do internally. That yeah. is what
Sometimes
my body,
I wanna be my own body
is screaming at me to do. But on the other side, you're like, no, I mean, you got to go out, you got to kind of network, they had an after party here last night. Right. And that's what we went to and
met some people. And yeah, literally just case in point for people tuning in, like, you know, I came here, obviously, with GSP. I knew you guys. But, you know, Chris introduced me to Andy. Well, to Andy at Guts.
It's Guts, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So yep. We started talking. And then, you know, I was like, oh, these are cool people. And then last night we went out with them. And
yep.
then we became, like, really close.
Yeah.
And then today yep. I've been over the booth, you know, shooting the bull with them yeah. and stuff like that. And, you know, Andy's going to be on the show here in a little bit.
Perfect.
You know what I'm talking about? But it's like one of those 24 hours ago, I had no idea who these
Guts
people
was or
well,
what
Well, I
Andy
knew
was.
Who Guts was.
Okay,
but I didn't know who Andy was or,
yeah.
you know, the people that owned it.
Yeah.
You're 24 hours later, I consider them really good friends.
Absolutely.
And you know what I mean? And we're talking about doing some business together. You know, it's just one of those you never know.
You never know.
Same thing, though, with the Denise. Now we're talking about going to MotoGP.
Yes,
doing a
that's
show,
right, going to Austin.
You know, and I'm like, didn't know that guy 24 hours ago, but it's yeah. networking. And I tell people,
yep.
I'm like, if you start a business and all you do is sit at home on your computer and you send emails,
you're
right. never going to do anything.
Well,
like, dude, I was like, and you need to come to a trade show and introduce yourself. But real business in this industry, and I think most industries are probably the same way, happen at the bar afterwards.
Oh, well,
and I tell people that all the time. I'm like, even if you don't drink, go and get a Diet Coke.
Go get a Diet Coke, a Coke, and put a straw in it, and you're fine. Because I've done that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do that all the time.
There's times I do that. It makes it look like it, you know.
Fully. So I was telling the kid, the young entrepreneur, I said, you know, we're in a huge array. I mean, our markets are broad. We go everything from, you know, hunting, fishing, camping. We were at the PGA merchandise show in Orlando just 2 weeks ago. And we were down at the bar, and it was a packed bar. It's the hotel bar. It's right across from the convention center. Anyway, packed. Everybody is there. And we're mixing and mingling and making friends. And then all of a sudden, this guy's like, oh, yeah, this is John. He's the president of the PGA. Right? And so for us, that's a big deal. I mean, that's a good introduction. So you never know who you're going to run into there. And I'll tell you one thing. Don't judge a book by its cover either. Because you never know at that bar. I mean, it could look like a total, you know, dumpy dude or whatever it is. But they are cool as hell. And they know people. So you treat everybody with respect and treat them like you're a good friend. Make friends. There's no problem with making friends.
Also, I tell everybody, don't lead with your pitch. You know, get to know people. Because you never know what their business is going through, what direction they're headed, what they need. And I'm like, and honestly, just meeting and have good friends. And, you know, I've had a lot of business relationships start with friends that I've known in the industry for 2 or 3 years. And there was not a fit, you know, 3 years. But then they were friends, and then they call. Hey, I got something going. I want to use you for this.
Yeah.
Or let's collaborate.
Yep.
You know, it's one of those where, like I said, network. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yep. And it might not be, like you said, an immediate fit then. But guess what? You're on their radar and vice versa. They're on your radar, right? So if there's ever anything that, hey, oh, I know this guy, and I actually got his information, and that, hey, that could be a good fit for a buddy of mine. Some of the best people I know are the best connectors. Whether they make a dime on that or not, if my buddy can profit from a relationship I've got and be like, hey, you know what, that's a good fit right here because I know this guy who I met 3 years ago and you're doing this, let's put you two together.
Yep.
That's some of the best relations can happen out of that. And you know what, I don't make a dime off it, but it doesn't matter.
Oh.
I don't care about that, right? I care about connecting people. Right, and then I'll make my money off of, obviously, on selling body wipes.
Yeah, that's me. It's like, and I've had people go, "Well, you made that connection. You know, you should be getting 10%." I'm like, It doesn't work that way.
If I'm going to sit there and I'm going to calculate how many relationships I've made, and I'm going to pin them and be like, hey, no, you owe me a commission on that, then guess what? I'm going to be pissed off a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to be pissed off a lot. And, you know, I was having this conversation with my buddy the other day. It's just like, I can't have drama and negativity in my life. If I have it in my life, I work damn hard to get it out of my life, right? Because it's not worth the pain. It's not worth the regret, the remorse. I mean, why have that negativity in your life? You know what? I was done wrong by a guy. Cool. All right. Well, now I know that guy's that type of guy or gal, right? But either way, I'm moving on, and I'm focused on my goal, which is winning, right?
Roll with the punches, you know?
Fully.
Sometimes it's a knockdown punch, but you got to get back up and keep rolling with it, you know?
And you know what? I have too many buddies or, you know, friends that are like, oh, man, he screwed me over 10 years ago or 5 years ago. They hold on to that grudge. It's like, listen, dude, get over it. You got to get up and go. Just go. Yeah. Focus on winning, right? So, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we haven't even mentioned Clean Freak too much.
I mean, we did body wipe. I threw a body wipe in there.
Yeah, body wipe. Go check out Clean Freak. The funny thing is, at this point, if they're listeners to the show, they know who Clean Freak is. They know the product.
It's funny. If you haven't tried it out yet, though, like, that's really where we get people. At these shows, I mean, I'm sitting here, hey, you want to come grab a body wipe? And people give me the weirdest look. I mean, it's comical because nobody knows what a body wipe is. They think it's like, oh, it's like a baby wipe. So they go, oh, no, I'm good. I'm like, wait, no, you haven't tried this out yet, though.
You guys are one of the unique products, like, people see it online. You guys have some cool advertising, you know what I mean, stuff like that. You know, but it's like, you know, people don't know the difference. So you guys have to be boots on ground at these shows, handing them out, because immediately somebody cracks it open and they go, "Oh man, this isn't what I was expecting."
I was last night. I was having, I was just sharing a table, grabbing some hors d'oeuvres, and there was this gal. She's another booth right behind us. We were talking. She's like, "Oh, well, what do you do?" I was like, I do body wipes. She gives me the funkiest look. I was like, listen, tomorrow when we're open, just come over and try it. She came over this morning, and she's still giving me this look. Like, all right, apparently I need to try this stuff out. So I give it to her, and she starts, like, thinking, like, oh, my gosh, okay, I could use it here. And what she sells is like a purse on a gas tank, right? So it's like a strap that kind of goes on there. She's like, I was like, your clientele, put a wipe in that, they're good to go. And she's like, oh, my gosh. This is brilliant. I need to buy these and put them in every single package. I was like, yeah, absolutely. You have no idea. It's funny. It's hard because my issue, the reason why I came up with the product, is because the baby wipe bath. I suffered through that. And everybody suffers through that. I mean, I can't tell you one person who's like, man, I feel so good after having a baby wipe bath. I mean, unless you're like completely in a worse situation, okay, I can agree with you on that. But sticky residue, The smell of it. I mean, I got four kids, beautiful kids. I love them to death. They're all out of diapers, thank heavens now, right? But I've changed enough dirty diapers to know that smell, it's like PTSD, man. It takes me right back to changing a dirty diaper. And it is, and I, granted, like, bless Mandy's heart. She's the one who did like 98% of them. Because I would always wait. I was like, I don't know. I can't smell anything. He's all yours. He's all yours. But then once I pulled, once we developed Clean Freak, I actually had a trick, man. And get this. This is a dad hack for all you dads out there, kids still in diapers. You take the Clean Freak wipe, you put it in your shirt, right? Like a little bib, right?
Yeah.
And then you put the shirt over your nose. You're smelling peppermint, tea tree, coconut the whole time. You take another wipe, clean your boy up, your little girl up, get all that crap all up and out. And then you use that one that's in your shirt to kind of polish it all up. Man, you've been smelling coconut. You've been at the beach the whole time and you don't even know. Right,
it's funny because it's Clean Freak. The wipes have become, I hate to use the term lifestyle, but a part of my lifestyle. Like, I've got some at the shop. I've got them in my truck. Obviously I've got them in the motorhome.
Yeah.
I've actually got some of the individual packages in a drawer in my desk. So literally, I've got midday, like, it'll be like 2:30 in the afternoon, just about every single day when I'm in the office.
That's
grab one, wipe my face down on my hands, dude. It re-energizes me, makes me feel better.
So I keep mine in my fridge at the office. So then it's like nice and cold. So like on a hot summer day, I grab my new Red Bull, Monster, whatever energy drink I'm feeling of the day, right? I grab my wipe. I tear the peppermint one out because the peppermint one, like that peppermint oil, essential oil, has been known to like invigorate you, right? Kind of liven you up. And so we take that out, freshen up. You're a new man for the afternoon, dude.
It's crazy. It's become a part of, yeah. Like, I'll get in the truck and I'll have like done something, whatever, grab a wipe, hands, face, whatever. It's just, dude, it's. And then, like, when I'm out of them in the truck or something, I'm like, oh, crap, man, dang, I got to.
It's funny. So, me and Chris travel quite a bit, and we try to keep at least, like, three or four of our trial packs in our bag. So, if, in case we meet somebody, you know, on the flight or en route or something like that. And the last two times we've traveled, we ran out. And just yesterday, no, on our way back from Vegas to Salt Lake City after King of Hammers, I ran out. And I'm sitting next to a guy that he was a cool guy. Anyway, it was a guy who I wanted to give the product to. He was like, oh, man, that sounds really interesting. And I was like, okay, let me have you try it out first. But anyway, I get in my bag, and I'm out. And I'm like, damn it, dude, I have enough wipes in my life, in my warehouse. I should keep those in my backpack at all times. So, I mean, and they're small enough. That's why we individually wrapped them.
Yeah.
I don't want to haul around a 30-pack of baby wipes, 20 of which are going to dry out anyway because I didn't seal it.
As soon as you pop it, they're done.
It's done. So, yeah, that was the whole point of making the product, right? The smell, the convenience factor. Yeah, I don't want things drying out either, you know? I live life on the go. I love to be out and adventurous, whether that's at the gym, and I'm going to go, you know, run errands afterward, or if that's hunting. I mean, that's a big passion of mine, hunting, fishing, camping, just being outdoors, right? Living life on the go, doing a little motor ride. I live in Utah, right up against the Wasatch Mountain. So within 10 minutes, I can be trail riding on my Honda and my CF450. And it is awesome. It is so phenomenal. You can trail ride for days back there.
That's awesome.
And you can get lost. And it is such pretty scenery. But you go back, and I carry a backpack, obviously. I throw my wipes in there, and I throw some snacks. You know, you sit up at the top of a peak, and you're just taking it all in, right? But, you know, one of our taglines is, you know, confidently clean, right? And so when you're clean, you're confident. When you're confident, you perform better. So even if you're a racer or whatever it is, I mean, if you're clean, you're going to be more focused. You're going to be – it's not, like, bothering you too much, right? So you can focus a lot better. And whatever sport that may be, whether it's wrestling, jiu-jitsu, motorcycle riding, a supercross rider, a race car driver, it doesn't matter. As long as you're confident, you're focused, and you're going to perform better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel better.
100%.
All right, Tim. Well, we are going to sign off on this one. I know you, me, and Chris got a big – we got a big show to do at some point.
We will. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, we got to sit down and
– It'll be a good event.
Yeah, we're going to figure that one out. We're going to sit down and –
There will be plenty of stories on that one.
We got a clean freak mashup with Jim Beaver Show coming very, very soon.
Hell of a time.
Good times, buddy. Always.
Yeah, always. Thank you, brother.
When it's time to replace the tires on your vehicle, General Tire delivers the tires you need for both your next big adventure and your daily commute. Whether you need all-season traction, lasting tread wear, or a quiet drive, General Tires are designed to deliver whatever life brings your way. From all-season ultra-high-performance tires for passenger cars and crossovers to extreme all-season mud terrain and tires for light trucks and SUVs, General Tire delivers great performance. To find your ideal tire, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets the standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today. Social media? Yeah, that's on lock. It's at Jim Beaver 15 on all major platforms, and hit up at General Tire and at Kawasaki USA while you're there.
Welcome back to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki out here at the AIM Expo 2023 GSP XTV Axles booth. Got my buddy Andy with Guts here. I just had Tim on the show a little bit ago, and we kind of talked about last night. I think everybody's moving a little bit slow this morning, but
I don't know. I feel like I'm a spring chicken, man. Like, right. I just get up and keep power through it.
I wasn't bad. Like, I woke up at 6, and I looked, and I was like, what time is it? I was like, 6. I'm like, and I was like, I could have slept in a little bit longer, and then it was like I tried to go back to sleep. I'm like, forget it. My body's telling me just get up like you normally would, and I just started doing email, and, you know, it was like I was fine.
Yeah. No, it was super fun to catch up with you guys last night. Yeah. And go hang out and see some of the local hot spots.
Yeah, like I said, that place is fun. It's fun. You know, it was a good time last night. Normal night, that place is just popping on a Friday or Saturday night. It's pretty wild, but not bad.
Yeah, it was good. So, yeah, what made it even more fun for us is that I had my office manager with us, McKenna, and she's 22, never been to Vegas. Yeah. So she had a great time. Like that right there, that was such an experience for her that she said that she's still grinning today and her cheeks are hurting and stuff because it was so much fun.
Yeah, that'll be one. I don't know. It's always like when we go to Vegas, we always try and carve out one night where we end up there or something like that. It's fun. So, but yeah, I mean, AIM Expo, obviously you guys are here. I mean, shoot, we got a lot to talk about. Supercross season in full swing now. Obviously, Guts has been around the industry for a long time. How's the show been for you guys so far?
Oh, the show's been really good. We've had a lot of good feedback. Got to see some international customers, you know, that some new leads. Like, that's really why we come here is for possibility of, you know, some new international leads, and then the dealers that come by, we like to see the dealers face to face, get a little FaceTime with them that normally are just behind a computer screen placing orders.
Yeah, do you guys do a lot of you know, obviously I think a lot of people stateside, you know, the Fallen Motocross, you know, they obviously are aware of you guys. You're pretty well known at this point, you know what I mean? But, you know, obviously international stuff like that, I mean, I'm sure some of what you're doing still on the international side, people are finding you for the first time, right?
Yeah. No, there really is some people for the first time kind of finding us. The United Kingdom and Australia, they have a pretty good, you know, handle on what's going on here in, you know, the United States. Those two countries really follow American motocross more or supercross than other regions do. But, like, Costa Rica came up and they said, you know, somebody from Costa Rica came up today and they're excited. They want to get the brand down there because – their dealers now are starting to ask what our brand is. So even though we've been in the sport for a long time, like you said, there are these little pockets where people ride and enjoy, you know, off-roading, and they're going to need a seat.
It's funny about motocross, too, and it's so worldwide. There's so much riding all over the world, but you hear about, like, some random series will pop up somewhere, and I'm like, I didn't know that existed. Oh, yeah, they got a huge moto scene in this country or something like that. And it's just, to me, it's so rad that it's such a universal form of motorsport that across the globe. And, you know, United States, we got NASCAR. Well, nobody anywhere outside of the U.S. cares about NASCAR. You know, in other places, you know, Formula One's starting to take hold here, but, you know, it's kind of everywhere else is a big deal. But it's like motocross, one universal across the world, like everybody rides motocross.
Oh yeah, they do. And honestly, like, sometimes I think that the Americans are soft because we came up with this indoor supercross thing where we get to go to these nice stadiums, we're pampered in the pits, there's no mud in the pits, like, it's nice. And then in Europe, they literally ride motocross from January 1st to December 31st. Like, the teams that we facilitate, you know, for MXGP, Ice One, the Factory Kawasaki team, or Factory Husqvarna team, those kind of guys, they are literally riding their bikes January 1st to December 31st, motocross. And I think that's why globally it's such a sport, like you're saying, that everybody recognizes, everybody enjoys, because even MXGP goes to countries that really don't even ride motorcycles. They go to these weird little countries and have these massive events, and they still get 80, 100,000, 150,000, you know, fans to show up. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, and I thought, you know, it's like, and I think here in the States, we have our riders and we put them on this pedestal. You know what I mean? And we do. You know what I mean? And but I thought it was amazing, you know, a couple years back when Villopoto kind of retired from Supercross and outdoors here in the States, but he went overseas, competed, and I think it was humbling to a lot of U.S. fans because everybody thought he was going to go there and just destroy everybody, and he didn't. And I think it was really rad because I think the U.S. fan base went, wow, what happened? There's some amazing riders overseas that we didn't even know about, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I'm ride or die USA, right? And when I was a kid, I remember watching the Destinations as a kid, and we just would smoke them every year. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I'm walking into school Monday morning. My teacher has no idea why I'm so pumped. I'm like, America, yeah, right? And so this year it was super rad. I got to go to the Destinations here and at Red Bud and watch the Americans win again, finally, like, really put it to them. And so that was super rad.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, I always been a motocross fan. I remember, Thursday nights. Could have been Tuesday night. Thursday nights, Camel Supercross, I think, came on. And it was like it was an air. They always aired it on Thursday nights. And I remember as a kid, literally, I was locked into Thursday night. Just, you know, mom be like, "You got your homework done? Yeah, I got to watch Camel Supercross tonight."
That was it, man. Jeff Ward and Rick Johnson and all those guys that paved the way, man. It was super rad. That was a good time.
Yeah, that's what's funny, you know, and I love that because those guys back then, I used to watch them on TV, and then it's guys like, you know, like RJ's become a really good buddy of mine, you know, and we've done some commentary for TV together and stuff like that. And Jeff Ward, I've interviewed him and got to know him a little bit just from some of his four-wheel stuff that he transitioned into. And it's just funny, like those guys, but to hear the old stories they tell about back there, it's like I even remember my dad used to race the Mickey Thompson series. And he had this old tape, and I plug it in, and I was talking to McGrath about it. And here was McGrath running like in the Coliseum, and they literally had dirt jumps. And he was jumping to flat on the concrete.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and McGrath's like, dude, it was the wildest thing. And literally, he's just full send and going, dropping at like atomic drops out of the air onto concrete. I'm like, dude, McGrath goes, yeah, he goes, it was a wild time back then.
Yeah, and that's what's cool about dirt bikes, too, is that it translates to all the other sports out there, too. Like the guys that you're talking about, they were in their 20s. Teens and 20s, they were avid dirt bike racers for a living, but now they have UTVs and they have, you know, boats and stuff, and but they still are in the sport too. That's what I like about dirt bikes, is that you can have a family and you can ride them, you can have boats, you can have UTVs. It's not like, oh, you're just moto, you can't have a quad or you can't have this. That's what's cool about dirt bikes.
Yeah, well, and I love that, you know, it's like Larry Rossler. Larry's a good friend of mine, and I was just talking to him out at King of the Hammers. You know, and everybody knows him from, you know, all his trophy truck stuff and everything he's done now, but, you know, he's one of the baddest dudes ever on two wheels in Baja. I mean, he's known as Mr. Baja. And, you know, talking to Larry, and here's a guy in his mid-60s, and he still rides regularly. And I swear you could take Larry Rossler – and you could put him on a factory bike, and he could run top three in Baja at the 1,000 overall. You know what I mean? Still to this day in his 60s. He's that fast.
And I bet he knows where every scrub brush is on those trails.
But I love guys like that. Even McGrath, like they still, you know, yeah, they've done all this four-wheel stuff, but they still ride regularly a couple times a week on dirt bikes.
Yeah, because it's the only way, like, it's your natural way of, you know, relaxation probably. I mean, that's for me when I ride. I feel like I kind of let everything go, like stress at work or whatever. I get on my bike and go ride on a Thursday night, and it's like everything just falls off. All the whatever I was carrying for the week, and I'm so much better.
Yeah. Well, and it's like just, you know, I went for 20 years where I sparingly rode dirt bikes. A lot of my contracts had written in them, you can't ride dirt bikes because they didn't want me injured or whatever, you know. But I've come back to it. I'm doing it kind of on my terms, and I'm having so much enjoyment because I'm not pushing myself like I used to go, hey, I got to jump farther, I got to do this. Like, I'm just going and enjoying the riding, and it's so satisfying now just to be able to go out and ride for a couple hours. And just like you said, all the stresses go away. It's like you forget about all the emails, all the calls, all the bills, anything, you know, it all just goes away. It's like you can clear your mind for an hour or two. And to me, that's just what's awesome about dirt bikes.
Yeah, that's what makes it so much of a draw. And I think, like, you know, some people think our industry is huge, but it actually is very small. In the scheme of life, the dirt bike industry is just a pebble out there compared to other industries like mountain biking or just bicycles in general, or, you know, boating or RVing or whatever. And I think if more people actually would take the risk and enjoy, you know, ride a bike once, they would see why we're so addicted to it.
Yeah, that's it. It's like nothing else, you know. And it's like, I don't know, my daughter's been around four-wheel stuff forever, and just recently she's, you know, she started riding dirt bikes again and things like that. She's 14. She had a 50 when she was like 3 and kind of got into the four-wheel stuff. But she goes, Dad, she goes, I like them both, but they're so different, you know. And it's like, it's just, I don't know, there's something about a dirt bike that just, like you said, you can't explain it until people experience it.
Yep. And that's what I like about the show, too. I like coming here to the show and talking to people and understanding why they like our products or other products or whatever. So I've been really enjoying that part of the show.
Yeah. Well, I think the cool thing about Guts, too, is you guys have customization. You know, people can, you know, do the coloring the way they want, stuff like that. But you've also got a product that serves a legitimate purpose, you know, to make people faster with, you know, with the seat and the way it grips, things like that. Because that's, you know, the first thing people notice when they jump on a bike, holy crap, I'm sliding off the seat, you know?
Yeah, and that's what's different from us, like, especially if you guys are listening and it's like, oh, it's just another seat company. Well, the difference is we're the manufacturer. So majority of our competition out there, it's a graphic company that sells a seat cover with the graphics. Well, they're getting that seat cover manufactured somewhere else. So we can actually take the time to really focus on making the best seat we can. It's like Bell Helmets is how I explain it to people. They tried gear at once, and they went, wait, we're really good at making helmets. We need to stop doing gear also, and they still focus just on the helmet. And that's what we want to do. We want to focus just on the seat. That's why we have so many options for the customer, for the height of the seat, the firmness of the foam, you know, those kinds of options. Because you should. You buy a $12,000 motorcycle, you shouldn't get done at the end of the day and say, man, I love this bike, but oh, it is uncomfortable. Like, you want to be able to get, at the end of the day, get off your bike and tell your friends how much you enjoyed that trail or the scenery or whatever, not going, oh, I need to wear padded shorts next time because the seat's too firm or whatever. We want you to not think about our seat.
Yeah.
Like when you're riding. Like, I get a lot of people have come by today and said, oh, my stock seat is this or that, and yeah, I need to get one of your guys's, because that's what they think about when they're riding, is how uncomfortable their stock seat is.
Yeah. Well, it's like I got a new demo bike a couple months back. First ride I went out, we went and did about a 4-hour trail ride with some buddies. I got back, I was like, God, my butt hurts. You know what I mean? It was just immediately, that was my first thing. I was like, yeah, that was a long trail ride. That sucked. You know, but the rest of my body was fine. You know, you would think I'd be worn out, shoulders, you know, arm pump. Nope, totally good. Just my butt hurt.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what, I mean, that's kind of why we're so passionate about the seat. And we put a lot of time, probably more time than people would ever imagine, into why we shape a seat a certain way, or why it's, you know, this, what we determine is this firmness, or what, you know, what we have, because we also ride too, and we want to be comfortable on the bike.
I think that's the coolest thing, is when you find a company that's built by enthusiasts and people who actually know. Somebody can come talk to you and, you know, you've experienced it. You've been by, you know, behind the handlebars. You know exactly what they're going through. Oftentimes you see a company, they see a niche. They're not really enthusiasts, but they go, oh, we can make some money here. So they jump in, they try and make the money, fill the gap, but they don't really know what they're talking about because they don't actually ride, or they don't participate, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's a lot of industries that way. And like you said, that's kind of how I feel like the, you know, some people that they have, like you said, they have this product here or whatever, and they're not such an enthusiast, and they see where they can add other things to it. And but I feel like that's when you lose customer service though. You know, because you can't sympathize with the customer with what the problem is and be able to adjust and make it better.
Yeah, well, and I think with you guys, like just talking, I didn't realize, you know, obviously, you know, you guys have grown so much, but you're still very much a small company, you know, and talking about what goes in and the sewing and the process and things like that. Like, to me, it's pretty insane the way you guys make your products.
Yeah, yeah. I was just talking to a gal here at the trade show, and she asked, you know, kind of what my role or my position was there. And I said, honestly, at the moment, I do everything. I mean, there will be at least once a week where they'll ask me, hey, do you have a minute to come to the sewing room? Like, we're backed up a little bit. Can you sew? And I'll sit down and I'll get behind a sewing machine and I'll sew for 4 or 5 hours, you know, or whatever's needed. Or I go help package with the girls, you know, folding covers, putting them in clamshells, you know, helping tape boxes. You know, I will do anything and everything. I'll pour the foam too. They just got to give me notice because I need an extra change of clothes for that, because it's a little messier. But yeah, I mean, I'll pour the foam. I'll do whatever. And it's not uncommon for people to show up to shop and see me at a sewing machine.
That's awesome. But I think that's any successful small business. You know, you can't get arrogant and be above any job. You know, you got to be able to go and turnkey, do anything at any given time.
Yeah, and this is no rip on customers. But I'm telling you right now, the days where they ask me to sew, I joke around with the other sewing room. I go, if I could do this every day, I would be happier. I was like, I'm tired of phone calls and emails and sponsored riders, you know, needing this, or a race team forgot this, or the military appreciation supercross round's coming up and we need custom colored seats. And I'm scratching my head thinking, well, why didn't we do this in December? You know, these custom colored seats, you know, whatever. But like I said, it's not a dig on anybody. I love every customer we have. I appreciate all the emails. I do all that. But there are days where I get at the sewing machine and go, ah, this is nice. My phone is at my desk. I can't hear it ringing. And I'm just putting the stitches in.
And I know it's funny you say that, because I know with the race program side of things, like I started out and, you know, my dad taught me to TIG weld when I was 12. lot of my first race cars, I welded the whole thing. You know, now I'm fortunate enough to be in a position where I can hire people to build my race cars for me, which is a great position to be in. But once in a while, it's fun just to put on the TIG helmet and go in and just, you know, weld for 2 hours, you know, and it's like therapeutic to me. And it's like, man, if I could actually go back to the way it was at the beginning, I wasn't making near the money I am now, but I'm like, there was so much that I love about that period, you know?
Yeah, no, it's super rad. That's so, and it like, what's cool about your story is it brings up a memory that you had with your dad, right?
Yeah.
And that was me. My dad taught me how to sew. And so that brought up memory, you know, that when I sit down there, I just remember the days where me and him were shoulder to shoulder sewing seats as fast as we could when it was just four of us.
Yeah. That's what's funny. My daughter's 14, and here a couple weeks ago, she goes, Dad, I want to learn how to weld. I go, really? I go, can I ask you why? And she goes, I want to do metal art. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I was like, fair enough. But, like, here I am. My daughter's 14, and I told her, I was like, you're starting the same way I did. She goes, what's that? And I go, well, the hardest welding there is. You're going to learn to TIG weld, and then if you can do that, you can do anything. And she goes, okay, Dad. So we're sitting there, and I'm sitting there after the first day, and, you know, our welds weren't much to look at, but I was kind of proud of her. She stuck metal together. You know, but it was one of those. I'm like, how cool is this? Like, my dad taught me when I was about her age how to weld, and here I am teaching my daughter how to weld about the same age as I was. And I was like, it's pretty cool to be able to pass that down. You know what I mean? It's just, it brings that whole family circle back, you know, like you were talking about.
So. Yeah, no, it's super rad. That's another draw to this industry and the moto stuff, because it is such a small industry. It forces it to be a very family-oriented thing.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit before we let you go. I know you are as big a fan of Supercross as I am, man. This has been a wild year for Supercross so far. I feel like we're only a few weeks into this thing, and I don't know. To me, it's just there's been so many storylines. I mean, the whole Kickstart Kenny thing. I mean, it's been a fun year for Supercross, dude.
Yeah, we can start with him. Honestly, like, I feel like the Honda brand is just so corporate, and I felt like we got to see the real Ken Roczen when he was on RCH Suzuki.
Yeah.
Like, real fun, like, lively, like, you know, joking around on his social media. And then he went to Honda, and it got more corporate, like, less kidding around and stuff. So it actually has drawn me back to being more of a fan of his again. On the Honda thing, I kind of was like, ah, whatever. And I would root for just the guys that we support, you know, with our product. But now, I mean, granted, he is back on our product again, but seeing the day when he transitioned off of the Honda team, how he blossomed again with his personality. And he's just a cool dude to follow on social media and everything like that. So that's super rad. On the 250 level, like, what is going on? They've got Pro Circuit can't keep a rider on their team. Everybody's getting hurt. They're bringing Zombie Blos in. So they got
like every week there's a new announcement. Oh, we just signed so and so. I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah, so you get Blos was trying to get his AARP card, and then he had to turn that back in and get his credentials to go back to Supercross. But then you have Hayden Deegan coming in. You know, like there's the East Coast has just as much. And Hunter Lawrence, right now, he's undefeated. Jet can't even say that.
Yeah.
You know,
no.
So.
And Jet was a guy that was just, you know, and he's a phenomenal rider. Don't get me wrong.
Of course.
But, yeah, Hunter, that was the one that was kind of a shocker.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like, it's amazing to watch from a fan's point of view and even from the industry point of view. But from the fan, this is rad. The 450 class, like, you know, I don't know what was going on last week with Eli. If he was just riding conservative, looking at the big picture. But just about time you think Eli's just going to win every round out, all of a sudden he's fifth place, you know, running, you know, fifth, sixth. He's kind of like, not really putting in the fast laps. Then poor Chase is doing Chase things. And Cooper Webb now has confidence. So I'd be scared if I was the rest of the field, you know, like, oh, Cooper Webb just won a race. Now he's going to have more fight. So, yeah,
well,
it's good.
Well, yeah, like you said, and I go back, like, you go a few years back, and, you know, there was those years where Supercross was rather boring because Villopoto was racing. You're like, Villopoto's going to pretty much win, or maybe Dungey will sneak in and get one. But, man, it's probably going to be Villopoto. Like, those days are gone. Like, it's just a crapshoot every single week. And I don't know this year. It's going to be interesting with the whole super motocross thing because these guys are having to keep healthy for 31 rounds. Look at the big picture. You know what I mean? This points doesn't stop. You know, it just keeps going and going and going. And I'm like, I don't know. I think as this thing plays out, it's going to be really interesting this year to see, because I think we're going to have a lot of different winners and a lot of shakeup week to week.
Well, yeah, and like, I listen to a lot of other podcasts, and I'm even on some every now and then. And Some people in the industry or people or listeners, they get irritated when somebody says, oh, man, this is the deepest the field has ever been or whatever. Oh, no, it's not that way. And it's like, no, it really is, because when you have a guy who, like you said, Villopoto, even when he didn't win, he was second or third on the box.
Yeah.
every single week. Like, there, he went the whole season without ever missing the podium, right? Well, now you can have Eli Tomac win two in a row and then finish fifth or sixth. He can finish eighth one night very easily, you know. So that's where it kind of proves it, is that the field is deep. Yeah, the same guy might have won 2 weeks in a row, but you haven't had the same podium 2 weeks in a row. There, it's all mixed up.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, you know, Tomac came out of the gate guns a-blazing, and I think everybody would go, oh, this is going to be Eli's year. And then here we are a month and a half in going, yeah, he's been really strong this year, but he hasn't, you know, it's not like he's been just dominant, you know, and I think that's what I love about Supercross this year.
But yeah, he's getting – what's happening is he's just getting really good starts and being in a key position, because raw speed – he is not the fastest guy this season. It's Chase Sexton or Jason Anderson on any given night, you know, or even Cooper Webb on any given night. They can have the more raw speed, but this season has just been putting himself in good positions to where he capitalizes on a mistake. But if he gets a mid-pack start, he's not going to come through and win like Villopoto did.
Yeah.
You know, when you said the years that were kind of boring, those are the boring years, is when the guy would still win with a mid-pack start. You know, that's now.
Yeah, the excitement of those years was watching Villopoto go from 10th to 1st.
That's what you were cheering for. Yeah. Stall your bike on the start. Hit the gate, you know. Yeah. Like,
make it interesting so somebody leads other than you for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're kind of like, you're actually going to whoever your favorite rider is, you're like, whole shot, you know. Whoever that is, if it's Anderson or Christian Craig or whoever, you're like, whole shot, whole shot. And then they come out 5th, and you're like, crap, they're gonna get 5th, you know, because like everybody's so good. But that's what I really like about the sport right now.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to, I truly think at some point this year Roczen's gonna win a race.
Oh, I hope so.
And I can't wait for the internet, because like he's been having so much fun with it. Like, you know, he posted the one, it was a picture, I think here's Ken Roczen, something. It was a picture of a Suzuki rider from like 30 years ago or something. I just started laughing, but I think the internet's literally going to melt down when Roczen wins a race this year. But
yeah, because you have so many people just saying the bike is so inadequate, you know, and it's not competitive and, you know, all the stuff. And reality, all the bikes are good. Every one of them is good. They all bring something to the table that the other one doesn't have. And so what? He has a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's good. I really appreciate you having me on the show today. This is awesome.
Yeah, no, it's a good time. I mean, we've had a good time with the show. I'm sure we need to do a little more often, man.
Yeah, thank you.
So I guess before we go, though, I mean, where can people find out more information? Obviously, if they're listening to the show, they've probably heard of Guts at this point in time. But I know I was playing around with a configurator online this morning and stuff like that in the hotel room and just kind of playing around. But where can people find more information on what you guys got going on?
Yeah, the best place is just gutsracing.com. And the biggest mistake people make is they spell it G-U-T-Z. It's G-U-T-S, just like it sounds, which actually stands for Greg's Ultra Trick Seats. That's how we originally did it in 1990. And but, yeah, so gutsracing.com. And I feel like we have one of the best customer service in the industry. And so always email sales@gutsracing.com or even call the shop, ask for McKenna. She is the best office manager anybody could ask for.
Yeah, she's rock solid. It's been fun to get to know her. Like, you can tell she's passionate about things, too. You know, just wasn't a job she took. She literally loves this industry.
Yeah. No, she really, really does. She follows the sport. She knows who the riders are. She knows their tendencies. Like, she knows, yeah, she is very knowledgeable on the sport. And she's like, yeah, I mean, I should probably pay her twice as what she gets paid. But we just can't. But, I mean, yeah, no, she's super rad. And I'm telling you guys, like, if you have any questions or you don't see your model on the website, call the phone number, you know, go to our website, get the phone number, call, ask for McKenna, and she will get you sorted out.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to come on the show, and we'll do it again soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll be back after this on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki.
When it's time to replace the tires on your vehicle, General Tire delivers the tires you need for both your next big adventure and your daily commute. Whether you need all-season traction, lasting tread wear, or a quiet drive, General Tires are designed to deliver whatever life brings your way. From all-season ultra-high-performance tires for passenger cars and crossovers to extreme all-season mud terrain and tires for light trucks and SUVs, General Tire delivers great performance. To find your ideal tire, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next cat-back exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show.
Welcome back to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki, hanging out here in the GSP XTV axle booth. Got my good friend Steve Washington from GSP XTV on. We got Nestor and Robert hanging out. Both of them scared to get on air, so I don't know. They got nothing to say about GSP, I guess, Steve. I've seen them talk for a day and a half, and now they're speechless.
You can't get them to shut up, but all of a sudden they get a little nervous.
Yeah, so... No, good times. I mean, obviously, we're here at the AM Expo. This is my first time out to the show. I know, is this your guys' first time displaying here at the show?
We've displayed previously in Orlando, okay. But this is our first time in Las Vegas.
Yeah, how long has this show been around? Because I actually had somebody ask me. I was like, it's been at what, Indy at one point? Like, it's bounced around a little bit.
Exactly. It originated in Indy, then it moved to Orlando, then it moved to Las Vegas, and so here we are.
I don't know. I feel like Vegas is always a good spot for a trade show because nobody hates coming to Vegas, I guess.
Exactly. Everybody flies in, flies out, easy peasy.
Yeah, exactly. So, GSP, I know, you guys kind of got some really cool stuff working. Yep. Kind of a change. I don't want to say a change in focus because the focus has always been make really good axles. But kind of the way things are presented. So you got really two key focuses. You guys got the extreme duty line that's mm-hmm. for the guys like me that go out full send, really push their UTVs to the limit. And then you guys have the HD, the heavy-duty line of axles that are a good replacement for a stock vehicle that's an upgrade over stock, but maybe not somebody that's going full send through the desert.
Exactly, yeah. No, our HD product line is the breadth of the product line, and the XD is for the extreme people. So the long-arm kits and the people out getting dirty on the weekends.
Yeah, well, and I know, obviously you guys have been around for a long time. You guys have produced a lot of products. People... GSP XTV, I guess in the retail or I guess in the aftermarket focus with your own product line, maybe it's something new to people, but you guys have been around for a long time. I mean, produce products, private label that probably a lot of people don't even realize.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point. We've been in business for over 33 years. We are absolutely the largest CV axle company that you maybe have never heard of. So we manufacture over 1.5 million CV joints every month. So we move some metal.
1.5 million CV joints a month. That's actually a crazy stat.
It is. It's a lot of joints. We spit them out. So yeah.
I almost feel like I want to see like a social post or something. Like if you stacked that many CVs end to end, how long it would reach. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like
it's a lot of product. We've got some. Very large manufacturing spaces to make that happen.
Yeah, there's a good chance if a car's on the road, it's got a GSP XTV TV joint in it.
Exactly. If you've purchased a CV axle in your lifetime, odds are good it's from us.
Yeah. That's actually really rad to know. So, let's talk a little bit about GSP XTV. Obviously, the company's been around for a long time. How did things key in? How did you guys make the shift into developing UTV products? Obviously, you're still doing everything on the automotive side, but how'd the shift happen? Hey, we need to be in the UTV segment, in that sector, and you know what I mean? Kind of take us through the process and how you guys are approaching things different than, say, some of the other manufacturers.
Yeah, so, we started in the automotive industry. We've got some very major players in the U.S. market and globally, really. And from the UTV side of the house, it's one, it's fun, so we want to be in this space. You know, the automotive industry pays the bills, but, you know, it's the UTV that's got the sizzle. So, you know, we want to build our brand name. We want to get out there and where people are having fun, where they want to spend money. You know, when you're talking about transportation, people just, you know, just give me the I want the cheapest, most reliable product I can find. But on the UTV side, they want the best. You know, it's their baby, it's their toy. They want to put the best on there. So we want to show what we can do and do that through selling premium products on our UTV XTV products. So,
well, I mean, I know here, what was it, about a year, 2 years ago, you had the opportunity to go down to Baja, spend some time, you know, buying the wheel of a UTV on GSP XTV products. But I mean, tell me about that trip, because Baja, I love Baja, one of my favorite places in the world. You got to do 400 miles down to Baja, right?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was so much fun. That was the Legends Rally. Yeah. And, yeah, we started in Ensenada, went to the Horsepower Ranch, got out of there and just started heading south and tearing it up. And it was a trip of a lifetime. It was so much fun. It was so much fun.
Well, I think that's one thing that's rad, because a lot of people, you know, that work for these companies manufacture amazing products, but then when you actually get to drive something in those conditions, see your product put to use,
yes,
you know what I mean, in those conditions, I mean, to me, sometimes it's like mind-boggling. Man, we just went through that. Our axles actually withstood what I just drove it through.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. I tell you what, these UTVs, what they can do, and not only that, comparing a UTV to a trophy truck and how that gap is getting closed. Yeah. You know, a trophy truck's $1 million truck, but for the money and for the value and the fun, it's amazing what these things can do.
Well, and I think that's one thing that's rad. I mean, the UTV industry, it's made going and off-roading accessible to people. Beforehand, I mean, obviously, nobody's going to, you know, there's a very few amount of people that can, one, afford a trophy truck, or two, drive it at that level.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously we've had ATVs and stuff like that in the past, but I think the UTVs, what they've done is made off-roading accessible. You don't have to have a crazy modified Jeep or things like that. I mean, out of the box, do a few upgrades, and you can go and tackle some trails in Moab or down to Baja, things like that. To me, that's what's rad. It's just brought so many different people into off-roading.
Exactly. So it's been good. And just the journey, you know, being in the business for so long and just watching this industry explode and, you know, the quality and the materials required to keep them running. You know, when you're out in the middle of the Baja, California, you don't want to be broke down. So, you know, that's why I think the call and the demand and the ask for these, you know, crazy high-end products is there. So,
yeah. And one, I think that's, you know, a key point there. Obviously, you know, when a UTV manufacturer makes a vehicle, it's meant to do certain things. And I think consumers have far exceeded what manufacturers originally had thought was going to happen. So, like you said, that's when GSP comes in. Hey, we've got a product at an affordable price that's better than what you're getting with a stock machine. And when you're out in Baja doing a 400-mile trip, you don't have to worry about your axle snapping because, you know what I mean? And nobody, like you said, nobody wants to be out there in remote parts of Baja with their car on jack stands trying to replace an axle.
Yeah, you know, we'd look at some OE product failures, and you know, sometimes you look at it and say, wow, how'd they manage to do that? You know, how did they break it there? And then, you know, our engineers kind of take a look at materials and thickness and different greases. So that's kind of how we come up with it.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's funny just working with you guys last couple of years and seeing how you guys analyze parts that break and what goes into them. I mean, now you guys, I know with like the extreme duty, what, 4340 chromoly, you're starting to, you know, get into the axle shaft. I mean, we're talking some high-end parts. I mean, this is trophy truck type stuff we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the joints, the center bar, you know, 4340, the high moly grease and the clamps that we use, it's all next level.
Just the technology that goes into grease alone. I mean, we're not even talking about metallurgy and everything else that goes in. Just grease, like people see grease, and grease may look the same. Not all grease is created equal.
Absolutely not. And you know, the grease is the secret sauce, really. You know, it's what keeps the temperatures down. And once you lose your grease, it's game over. So, you know, either if you can't keep the water out and the dirt out, and if you can't keep it from boiling, melting down, then, you know, it's only a short time after that you know, you've got a broken axle.
Yeah. So, obviously, I know we've got the HD line, we've got the Extreme Duty line, we've got some really exciting stuff coming from GSP XTV this year. I mean, what else can you loop us in on before we let you go?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, we've got our Pro R axles coming out. So, those are coming out. You know, we've got some different extended lengths coming. We've got the KRX axles coming. Extended length KRX axles are in the works as well. So, that's just – we're growing as fast as we can. We're developing new products.
So if you're listening in, obviously you're probably an owner of a UTV or in the power sports segment. But anyways, go to GSPXTV's website, follow them on social media, get all the info on the products, where you can purchase them, and, upgrade your ride so you're not stuck out in Baja, because we'd rather have you drinking beer and eating tacos at the Carniceria afterwards, right?
There you go.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming on the show, Steve.
Excellent. Thank you, Jim.
We'll be back after this on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki here at the AIM Expo with GSP XTV Axles.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today. Making the most of every moment can be demanding, which is why at General Tire, we think you should demand more from your tires. For more than a century, we've made great all-around tires that always deliver the right combination of performance, durability, style, and value. Whether you're looking at the ultra-high-performance summer tires for your street rod or the best-in-class all-weather tire for your family crossover, General Tire delivers for those who demand more from their tires. Find your fit at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of the Jim Beaver Show.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Social media? Yeah, that's on lock. It's at JimBeaver15 on all major platforms, and hit up at General Tire and at Kawasaki USA while you're there.
And that's all we've got here from the AIM Expo 2023 with GSP XTV Axles. Big thanks to Tim from Clean Freak, Andy from Guts, Steve from GSP XTV. Good times, great show. Make sure and head over to Apple Podcasts, smash the subscribe button, listen to us on SiriusXM 217. And big thanks to all of our amazing partners on the show. Obviously, GSP XTV, General Tire, Kawasaki, Dirtfish Rally School, Rigid Industries, Gibson Exhaust, our boys at Clean Freak, and everybody else who continues to support us. I'm going to hit the road. Got a lot of content to film this weekend out in Parker in the desert. Slay some KRXs in my 250X dirt bike. But, we'll see you next time right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki.
And that's a wrap for this edition of the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Thanks for listening. Be sure and head to Apple Podcasts, subscribe to the show, and follow at JimBeaver15, at General Tire, and at Kawasaki USA on social media. Itching for more? JimBeaver15.com has all the latest. We'll see you next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.